UN Secretary General Kofi Annan failed to convince Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to allow UN peacekeepers to replace the 7,000 AU forces trying to protect civilians in Sudan's western Darfur region till September. Sudan maintains it does not need an international intervention by the UN. But Mr. Annan, speaking on the last day of the summit Sunday, said that talks with Sudan will continue. He said he is optimistic UN peacekeepers in time will be deployed in Darfur.
I, of course, continue to press for the eventual deployment of UN force in Darfur. On this point, we agreed that the dialogue had to continue. In the meantime, President Bashir said he would prepare a plan for the next 6 months, which he will submit to me by the end of the month.
Meanwhile, AU leaders agreed to a UN request to extend the AU peacekeeping operations in Darfur until the end of the year. In a separate development, the AU leaders endorsed Senegal's decision to try former Chadian President Hissène Habré in Senegal, where he's been living in exile since being deposed in 1990. Habré's regime was accused by a Chadian Truth Commission of killing tens of thousands of people during its 8 years in power. Senegal's President Abdoulaye Wade said he will ask Parliament to change the nation's law so that Habré can be tried in Senegal. It is unclear when the actual trial will begin, but human rights campaigners welcomed the news. Human Rights Watch's Reid Brody told reporters this is a major achievement for justice.
I think this is a victory of law over politics. You have two legal bodies, one the UN Convention against the UN Committee Against Torture, and now this expert panel from the African Union. They both said to Senegal, look, this is your responsibility. You signed the torture convention, you ratified it, and said that if a alleged torturer came onto your territory, that you would not give that person safe haven. Hissène Habré is a man accused of systematic torture, of thousands of political killings, of campaigns of ethnic cleansing. And what the African leader said today was somebody like that has to be brought to justice.
Mr. Annan also said at the AU summit he will travel to war-divided Ivory Coast Wednesday to hold talks with President Laurent Gbagbo. Under a UN-backed agreement, Ivory Coast is supposed to hold elections in October, but many UN staff members privately expressed skepticism the elections will take place as scheduled. Franz Wild for VOA News, Abidjan.